Pure water, they will get it for you. Just let us know. Amen. Amen. We are going to another shot. Please, all ministers here, this is our seat here. All ministers, let's shift to this place so that people can sit down there. You are minister in music, minister in the word of God. Please, let's have you here. Amen. So please, those of you that have been managing chair, come and sit down comfortably here. Amen. And we don't want the children to be going out and be coming inside. Please. We don't want children going out, coming in. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The wonders God is about to do in your life today, you will continue to talk about it. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to shout the name of Jesus 3 times. And you will say after in prayers, Lord, show yourself to me. I want to see you. You are going to shout the name of Jesus 3 times. And you are going to say, Jesus, show yourself to me. Are you ready to pray that prayer? Open your mouth. 1, 2, go. Say, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lua, many of us, you are not saying it. You are going to shout in the name of Jesus 3 times. And then you will ask him, appear to me. He can appear by his word, and he's going to appear. In the book of 1 Samuel 3:21, he says, and the Lord appear again in Shiloh by the word of God. That's how God appeared. Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Whatever is destroying you shall be destroyed now. Are you ready? Now shout that name of Jesus. 1, 2, go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, appear to me. Show yourself to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Raise your voice. Pray very well. Pray, pray, pray.
Reveal yourself unto me, Jesus. Jesus, appear to me. Jesus, appear to me. Jesus, appear to me. Jesus, appear to me. Jesus, reveal yourself.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Alright, so right now we are moving to another word section. And we are going to be praying now and we can have a seat. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everlasting Father, King of glory, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we exalt your name, we worship you.
Hallelujah.
Because you are King over our life.
Yes, Lord.
You are the creator of heaven and earth. With you, there is nothing too hard because the Bible says with God, all things are possible. And we thank you, Father, because you made it possible for each and everyone to be here today. And we know that we have come to your presence, not just to sit, not just to relax, but to have a divine encounter. And Lord, we thank you because we will encounter you. Father, we thank you because you will show yourself to us. We thank you, Father, because you will speak to us. Lord, we pray that you open our hearts right now.
Amen.
To receive your word in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Bible says the entrance of God's word gives light. I want us to open our hearts to receive from God. And I pray that our hearts be opened right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our coming here shall not be in vain.
Amen.
And the name of the Lord shall be glorified.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, we call you right now. Come and have your way.
Amen.
Because we know that you are here already.
Yes.
But we want you to manifest yourself. Thank you, Father, because you have answered.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, so we can have our seat now. Thank you so much. All right, so we thank God. We appreciate God because God made today possible. Come and hear his voice, special miracle explosion 2024. Yeah, I thank God because I was there last year and I'm here again. So I give God all the glory.
Hallelujah.
And also, I want to thank God for Ionimite ministry. God is faithful. Because when I joined this ministry, I was not like this. Like, I'm a kind of a very shy person. Like, hey, to talk to people, it's somehow. But where I am today, I can just say all glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And this is not me, it is God. And thank God for this ministry, for bringing me into this ministry, because I have never regretted it once. Yeah, I want to thank God for the minister of God that he has been using for us, Minister Ayontemi Ayodele, because I thank God that he received that call and he took that part, because he has impacted a lot of people. He has impacted me in a lot of ways, but I know like a lot of people that has been impacted through this ministry also, which even my siblings are a part of it. So I want to thank God for this ministry and the minister in the Maridele. God bless you, sir. All right, so we are going to be moving into the word of God. And okay, one thing that I want us to know now is that I don't know if we all just, maybe we just came here like, they invited me, so let me come. So that it not look like I didn't come. No. No. Like, you are here because you want to hear the voice of God. You are here because you are expecting something from God. That is it. I want us to come, let's expect something from God today. Like, he said we should write out our prayer request. I don't know if you have done that or not. But one thing I want you to know is that I was here last year. I wrote my prayer request. And today, like every single one of it, God did it.
Hallelujah.
Like, this is not a joke. I'm serious. So I want us to know that we are not just here to joke or to play. That thing that has been bothering your mind, that thing that, you know, that I've gone around, I've asked people, I don't know what else to do. Just know that today, God will settle it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All right, so today we are going to be looking at these voices from Zion titled On My Case. On My Case. On My Case. I don't know if we can get someone to interpret for us, please. On My Case. So, We are going to be taking our Bible passage from the book of Isaiah 64, verse 1 to 3. Let's open our Bible to the book of Isaiah 64, verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, "Ho, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth. The fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou did terrible things which we look not for, thou camest down. The mountains flowed down at thy presence." Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, so we are looking at the word "on my case." On my case. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Alright, so yes, it says at times battle may look stronger than you. And render all your efforts, strategies of winning, and known ability fruitless. You may have done all you knew to do to be free. But you are looking at your testimony and it can't reach your hand, or your hand can't reach
you.
It will take an encounter you are about to receive in this edition of Voices from Zion for you to receive all your portion. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So like I said earlier, I said we should come expectant and we should write out our prayer request.
Because
I believe that right now, God is on your case. God is on my case. God is here to settle that case. You may be facing battles that no counselor, pastor, or your known prophet could help out. You might vent your energy on it and invested your resources for your freedom, and it all proves abortive. But the title of this edition is "On My Case." Yes, there are a lot of things, sicknesses, pain. There are some things that we are even struggling with that we cannot tell anybody.
Like,
right now, we are not talking about what we can share with people. We are even talking about those ones that we cannot even tell anyone around us. But I want you to know that God is on your case today. And if you have been looking around, like, who do I talk to? What do I do? What is the way out? I want you to know that you are not here by mistake today. Because today, God will settle it.
Well,
right now, we are going to be looking at some terrible cases. Some. We are looking at some of them. There's a lot of it. I don't know what you are going through. You don't know what I am also going through. We will mention some of it today. So the first one, we are looking at marital cases. Yes, we are looking at marital cases. Yes, it says there are marital cases that may blow up your head. Which, no matter the counselors and the books you have read about marriage, may prove you wrong continuously. There are a lot of marital cases. Like, I saw a story sometime that a man and a woman just got married, and the wife, they were actually like having an argument. They were in an, like, a small argument like that, and the wife stabbed the husband and he died.
Amo tu gbo nipa idile kan ọkọ àti ìyàwó wọ́n ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ṣe ìgbéyàwó ni ọ̀rọ̀ kékeré kan òun ló wá láàrin wọn ó sì di pé wọ́n ń fà á fún mi mi ò fún ẹ fún mi mi ò fún ẹ ìyàwó bá gún ọkọ pa.
Yes. Between a husband and a wife we expect love.
Láàrin ọkọ àti ìyàwó ohun tí à ń retí òun ni ìfẹ́.
But what could make a wife stab the husband?
Kí ni nǹkan gan tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ tí ìyàwó yóò wá fi gún ọkọ rẹ̀ pa?
That is something that we need to just think about.
Àwọn nǹkan tí a gbọ́dọ̀ ronú lórí gan nìyẹn.
Every of your known abilities to have a good marriage or marry the right person may not work out.
Àwọn nǹkan tí ò ní jẹ́ kó ní ìdílé tó dára àbí tí ò ní jẹ́ kí ìdílé rẹ kó láyọ̀.
There are men that have many ladies around them with no affection for any of them.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ èèyàn ní àwọn obìnrin lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ pé àbí lágbájá ṣùgbọ́n ọkàn wọn ọkàn rò sí níbẹ̀ nítorí àwọn nǹkan tó ti rí lójú ẹ̀
except a particular one that they really love and which the devil will not allow them to have.
Èyí tí ó ọkàn rẹ̀ sì fẹ́ gan pé kó fẹ́ tí èṣù sì ní jẹ́ kó fẹ́ òun lọ́kàn rẹ̀ máa fà sí.
There's a lot of people out there like who do I get married to? Like who is the person? No, we may just be like anxious like who is the right person to? This is because I know that there are times that when it comes to marriage I believe that that is one area that people will now want to hear from God.
O mọ̀ pé nígbà tó bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìgbéyàwó àti wá sí ìpele tó yẹ pé àwọn èèyàn á fẹ́ kí wọ́n gbọ́ ohun kọlọ́run kó sọ fún wọn pé Ṣọlá ni àbí Rebeka ni.
They have not been hearing from God before. They don't go to God and God, how do I go? But when it comes to marriage, they are like, ah, God, is it Bọ̀dà Kúnlé? Abi is it Bọ̀dà Bọ́lá? Anyhow, they shall want to know.
Àwọn èèyàn máa ronú pé ta ni mo wá fẹ́ ṣé Kúnlé ni àbí Dàda? Wọ́n fẹ́ gbọ́ ohun yẹn láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
This area of people's life causes some kind of confusion because they don't know what to do.
Torí pé ó máa mú ìpòrúru wá, wọn ò sì mọ nǹkan tó yẹ kó wọ́n ṣe.
Some are now in their fourth marriage yet threatened to divorce.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ tiẹ̀ wà nínú ìdílé wọ́n ti wà nínú ìgbéyàwó ṣùgbọ́n nísìnyí à ń fà á pé ó máa fi ẹ̀lẹ̀ ni mo ti lọ lé bàbá mi ọ̀wọ́ ló mọ̀.
Yes, a lot of people like that.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ń tí ń kó ẹrù díẹ̀ díẹ̀.
But the marriage is like it's shaking.
Ìdílé ó kò jókòó mọ́ bíi ti tẹ́lẹ̀ bí ìgbà tá a tíjọ́ máa ń fi àkàrà síra wa lẹ́nu kò sí irú ẹ̀ mọ́.
Do you have a marital case? This scripture will help you out.
Ṣé a ní ìdojúkọ nínú ìgbéyàwó àbí ìdílé wa ìpele tá a wà yìí yóò ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
So I want everyone to open their Bible to the book of Matthew 19 verse
3. Ẹ jẹ́ kí gbogbo wa ká ṣí Bíbélì wa sí ìwé Matthew orí 19:1.
Matthew 19 verse 3-8.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí níkà láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹta sí ìkẹjọ.
The Bible says, the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. So if you are having like marital crisis or a lot of things.
Bàbá ní ìdojúkọ nínú ìdílé àbí ìgbéyàwó wa.
This scripture mentions to us that, where it says that, have you not read that he which made them had the beginning. At the beginning, God created Adam.
Ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀, Ọlọ́run dá Adam àti Eva.
It was just Adam.
Ó jẹ́ Adam nìkan la kọ́kọ́ dá.
But nowadays, we've seen a lot of situations whereby a man is married to more than 5 wives.
A ó rí pé nígbà tí ẹ wá yìí ọkùnrin ń fẹ́ márùn-ún ó ń fẹ́ ogún bó ṣe wù ú.
Yeah, but in the first place it was not like that.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ ayé kò rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
In the first place it was not like that.
Ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ ayé kò rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
So right now we are going to be looking at the next case.
A fẹ́ tẹ̀síwájú nínú ìpele tó tún kàn.
talks about material cases.
Ah, nípa àwọn nǹkan ìní.
Material cases.
Ìdojúkọ nípa àwọn nǹkan ìní.
Alright, so materials are very important to life.
Àwọn nǹkan ìní, àwọn nǹkan tẹ́yẹ kójọ, ó ṣe pàtàkì nínú ìrìn àjò ayé.
If you don't have the necessary materials,
tẹ́yẹ ò bá ní àwọn nǹkan tó yẹ kó ní.
It may delay you from entering the next level.
Ó máa dá yẹn dúró sí ìpele kan náà tí ò ní jẹ́ kí yẹn lọ sí ìpele tó kàn.
A pastor that doesn't have a complete Bible. How would he preach necessary edifying messages?
Olùṣọ́ àgùntàn tí kò ní Bíbélì tó pé pérépéré, báwo ni ó ṣe wàásù àbí yóò ṣe sọ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run fún àwọn ènìyàn?
There are a lot of things that if we don't have them, it can lead to depression.
Àwọn kan wà tó jẹ́ pé àwa náà mọ̀ pé tá a bá ní àwọn nǹkan yẹn yóò máa mú ìrònú wá,
kò ní jẹ́ ká ní àlàáfíà. Frustrated.
Ó máa jẹ́ kí ìgbé ayé kó nira.
It's just like someone who is in school.
Bóyá èèyàn wà ní ilé-ìwé.
You don't have a note.
O ní ìwé tó lè fi kọ̀wé.
You don't have a pen.
O ní ìwé kankan kọ̀wé.
There are some people that the issue they have is even how to pay school fee.
Ẹlòmíwà tó yẹ pé ìdojúkọ tiẹ̀ nílé-ìwé òun ni pé owó ilé-ìwé kò rí ọ̀nà àbáyọ àti
san. All those things. Àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí can lead to depression.
Ó máa mú ìrònú wá.
Can lead to being frustrated.
Ó tún máa mú kí ìgbé ayé kó nira fún yàn.
He says a farmer that does not have a good cutlass will suffer.
Àgbẹ̀ tí kò ní ọkọ́ báwo ló ṣe fẹ́ roko?
Lack of necessary materials are blockage to the next level.
Nígbà téèyàn ò bá ní àwọn nǹkan tó yẹ kó ní, àwọn nǹkan tó yẹ kó jọ kò ní lè lọ sí ìpele tó kàn nínú ayé.
You know the message that was preached earlier.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tá a gbọ́ ṣáájú ká tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ eléyìí.
Discovering.
Pé kéèyàn wádìí.
Okay, you discovered something.
O wádìí nǹkan.
But what if you don't have what it takes to actually create that thing?
Nígbà tó wádìí tó ti rí nǹkan tó bá wá ní nǹkan tó fi gbé kalẹ̀ àbí tó fi gbé jáde ńkọ.
Or to make that thing.
Láti lè ṣe nǹkan yẹn.
When you lack the necessary material.
Tó bá ní àwọn nǹkan tó kàn láti fi ṣe nǹkan yẹn.
You can just, you know, it gets to a point you even forget about discovering something.
Nígbà tó bá ní nǹkan tó fi ṣe àbí tó fi gbé dúró, ó fi sílẹ̀ ó gbàgbé ẹ̀ síbẹ̀.
So lack of necessary materials can place limits on destiny.
Téèyàn ò bá ti ní nǹkan tó yẹ kó ní, ó máa mú gbèdéke bá àyàn mọ́yàn.
Because when we look at it, what if that thing that you discovered is what would lead to your prosperity? But you don't have the necessary materials.
Òun ló máa mú ọ wọnú ọlá àti ọrọ̀ lọ.
But what if you don't have the necessary materials?
Ṣùgbọ́n tó o bá wá ní àwọn nǹkan tó fi gbé jáde tí ó fi jókòó láti lè mú ọ wọnú ọ̀rọ̀ lọ.
How will you become prosperous?
O lè di ọlọ́lá àti ọlọ́rọ̀.
Driving a long distance is better than trekking. Flying to far places is better than driving.
Ní pé kéèyàn fò lọ sí ọ̀nà tó jì, ó dára ju pé kéèyàn ṣe kí ni kó fẹsẹ̀ rìn sí ibi kékeré lọ.
Yes, because, okay, let's imagine I'm going to even Abeku Korea. You can't compare someone that wants to trek to somebody that will just get to the junction there and take bike. Who would get there first?
Tàbá lọ sí Abeku Korea nítòsí níbí. Ẹ jẹ́ ká wo ẹni tó gun ọ̀kadà àti ẹni tó fẹsẹ̀ rìn ta ni ó kọ̀kọ́ dé junction.
So that is what we call comfort when you have the necessary material.
Nígbà tó bá ní àwọn nǹkan tó yẹ kó ní, wàá lè ṣe ohun tó yẹ kó ṣe.
So it says life can be more comfortable with the necessary material.
Ìgbé ayé yóò sì tún rọ̀ wá lọ́rùn nígbà tá a bá ní àwọn nǹkan tó yẹ ká ní.
I want us to look at the scripture, Ecclesiastes 5:18. Let's open our Bible.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká ṣí Bíbélì wa sínú ìwé Oníwàásù orí 5 ẹsẹ̀ 2 odi ni 20.
Ecclesiastes 5:18.
Ìwé Oníwàásù orí 5 ẹsẹ̀ 2 odi ni 20.
Can someone read for us, please?
Ṣé ẹnìkan lè tètè bá wa kà á?
Ecclesiastes 5:18.
That which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth to him for his portion.
Thank you so much. It says it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life. Which God giveth him, for it is his portion, which God giveth him. So we talked about I cannot be poor.
A soro nipa pe emi o ni je alaini o.
But when you are poor,
sugbon nigba to ba je alaini,
you won't have the necessary materials.
O le ni awon kan to ye ko ni.
So we are looking at spiritual cases too.
A soro nipa idojuko abi oro nipa ti emi,
nkan ti emi. Spiritual cases.
Awon oro nipa nkan ti emi.
This is actually the worst of all cases.
Why do we say
it is actually the worst?
Because
spiritual case can lead to material case and marital case.
Oro nipa ti emi o le mu wa lo sinu aini nkan to ye ka ni abi idoju kan nipa igbeyawo wa.
He says, many today are spiritually bankrupt and almost emptied of all divine virtues.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wà tó jẹ́ pé nínú ẹ̀mí wọn ní nǹkan kankan tá a tẹ̀lé tọ́ka sí pé wọ́n jẹ́ báyìí, wọ́n jẹ́ báyìí.
But spiritual battles can be won if one is spiritually energized.
A lè ṣe ogun ti ẹ̀mí nígbà tí èèyàn gan tó bá ní agbára nípa ti ẹ̀mí láti dojú kọ ogun yẹn.
When we have like a spiritual case,
nígbà tá a bá ní àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ àbí ìdojúkọ nípa ti ẹ̀mí,
we call it spiritual case.
A sọ nípa ẹ̀mí.
So you cannot fight it in the flesh.
A ò lè bá ẹ̀mí jà pẹ̀lú ara.
We cannot fight it in the flesh.
A ò lè ja ìjà ti ẹ̀mí nípa ti ara.
We can only fight it in the spirit.
A lè jà nínú ẹ̀mí àti ẹ̀mí.
And thank God, even the Bible tells us that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal.
Bíbélì gan sọ wípé ohun ìjà wa kìí ṣe ti ara.
God has given us a lot of weapons that we can use to fight spiritual battles.
Ọlọ́run ti fún wa ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn nǹkan ti ẹ̀mí ta lè fi jà.
A lot of it, a lot.
Ó fún wa ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan.
Many of the Christians of today, they don't really know what they can use.
Àwọn ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ onígbàgbọ́ ní àkókò yìí, wọn ò mọ nǹkan kan yẹn gan.
The truth is that everyone shut down by the evil one is as a result of spiritual emptiness.
Ẹni tí a bá gbé ṣubú àbí tó ní ìjákulẹ̀ nínú ẹ̀mí, dí ni pé kò ní nǹkan kan nínú ẹ̀mí tó lè fi ja ìjà.
If you are spiritually balanced,
tó bá dúró dáadáa nínú ẹ̀mí,
if you are spiritually balanced,
tó bá dúró dáadáa nínú ẹ̀mí,
you will stand for. You will stand tall. Thank you.
Oh, dro dada.
You will stand tall.
Oh, dro dada.
Because the Bible says that he said he has not given us the spirit of fear.
Kò fún wa, Ọlọ́run ò fún wa ní ẹ̀mí ìbẹ̀rù.
But of power.
Ṣùgbọ́n ti agbára.
Of love.
Àti ìfẹ́.
And of a sound mind.
Àti ọkàn tó yè kooro.
When we are talking about the spiritual weapon,
tá a bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ohun ìjà ti ẹ̀mí,
we talk about the shield of faith.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àṣíborí ti ìgbàgbọ́.
Our minister here was talking about a woman that she took voices from Zion and put it like under her dress.
Wọ́n sọ̀rọ̀ nípa arábìnrin tó mú àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ wa tá ń tẹ̀ jáde yìí tó gbé sáyà tó fi sùn.
And within 1 hour,
láàrin wákàtí kan,
she got her healing.
Ó sì gba ìwòsàn rẹ̀.
I was there when she testified.
Èmi wà níbẹ̀ nígbà tí arábìnrin yìí ń jẹ́rìí.
And the thing is, she applied faith.
Ó fi ìgbàgbọ́ sí ìṣe.
But what if she does not even understand what we call faith?
Tó bá tẹ̀ wá jẹ́ pé kò mọ̀ nípa ohun tá ń pè ní ìgbàgbọ́ ńkọ́.
How will she make use of it?
Báwo ni yóò ṣe wá lo ìgbàgbọ́?
The Bible talks about the word of God.
Bíbélì tún sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
That is another thing that we can use.
Àwọn nǹkan míì ta tún lè fi jà nínú ẹ̀mí
yẹn. But a lot of people, they don't have these divine virtues.
Àwọn ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ èèyàn ló jẹ́ pé wọn ò ní nǹkan kan láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí wọ́n lè fi ja ìjà ti ẹ̀mí.
They don't even know about it.
Wọn ò tiẹ̀ mọ̀ nípa rẹ̀.
There are people that have been enchanted to die and they died.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ti ẹ̀mí múra àti kú, wọ́n sì ń kú.
Some ran mad, not because of high fever, but great wickedness.
Torí pé wọn ò ní nǹkan kan.
We know that this world is full of all kind of wicked people.
Nínú ayé tá a wà yìí, ó kún fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn èèyàn tó jẹ́ ìkà.
They are not after your success. They are not after your good. All they want is to see you in pain.
Ohun táwọn èèyàn kà yín wá ni pé kò sá wà nínú ìrora.
In agony.
Kò wà nínú ìpayín keke.
In sorrow.
Kò wà nínú ìbànújẹ́.
In sickness.
Kò wà nínú àìsàn.
But all of these things, even sickness itself is a spirit. Àìsàn
ẹ̀mí ni.
So some are wallowing in curses just because someone placed it upon them.
Àwọn èèyàn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní rìn nínú rẹ̀ nítorí pé a ti gbé ilé wọn lórí.
A full grown man returned from work. I'm sharing a story here. Yeah? It says a full grown man returned from work.
Arábìnrin àgbà arúgbó obìnrin kan ó padà láti ibi iṣẹ́. Arákùnrin kan láti ibi iṣẹ́ ó dé láti ibi iṣẹ́.
And he went to the bathroom to bathe
himself. Ó wá wọ yàrá ibi tó ti máa ń wẹ̀.
And when he was done, he went back to his room.
Nígbà tó ṣe tán, ó lọ sínú ilé.
Then he brought out all his clothes and he set them ablaze. Then a concerned neighbor intervened.
Àwọn ará àdúgbò wọn bẹ̀ wò.
But the man pounced on her.
Arákùnrin yìí ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní bá wọn jà.
At this point, we know that this person is not normal.
Nípasẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀, a mọ̀ pé arákùnrin yìí kò sí léèyàn dáadáa.
It's a mental issue.
Ó dà yẹn pé ó fẹ́ máa ní díẹ̀ ní inú ọpọlọ.
And he was captured from the street and they tied him down like a goat.
A wá mú adé mọ́lẹ̀.
But some Christian brothers.
Àwọn arákùnrin nínú ìgbàgbọ́ wọlé.
And they prayed for him.
Wọ́n gba àdúrà fún.
And God rescued him.
Ọlọ́run sì tú sílẹ̀.
So a spiritual, that example I gave just now is the perfect example of a spiritual
thing. Mo fi hàn yín nísìnyí ló sọ nípa ohun ìjà ti ẹ̀mí.
Because normally we see people around that.
A rí àwọn èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀.
They will tell you they are enjoying themselves though. They take a lot of things.
Bí mo ṣe wà yìí, mo ń gbàdúrà ara mi.
I don't know whatever, they call it different kind of names. And once they take those things, they start acting.
Àwọn ní àwọn nǹkan tí wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí nílò, wọ́n máa lo eléyìí, wọ́n á mu eléyìí, wọ́n ní àwọn ń jayé.
Those ones.
Àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyẹn.
I don't know what to say about them.
Àmọ́ nǹkan ta lè sọ nípa
ẹ̀. But what do we say about somebody that was like perfectly okay?
Ẹni tó jẹ́ pé ó wà dáadáa.
And he went out, came back.
Tó sì jáde tó wọlé.
And started acting abnormal.
Tó wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣe bí wèrè.
That one is spiritual.
Ogun ti ẹ̀mí nìyẹn.
So a spiritual case can be responsible for marital causes and lack of.
Ogun ti ẹ̀mí ó lè mú ìdojúkọ wá nínú ìgbéyàwó àbí nínú ohun ìní tó yẹ ká ní.
Because even in marriage.
Nínú ìgbéyàwó bákan náà.
A lot of people will feel like.
Àwọn ènìyàn á sọ pé.
Everything is going to be good.
Yóò da, ó sì máa da.
Every day we'll just be rejoicing.
Wọ́n máa bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní yọ.
We won't have to face anything.
A ò fẹ́ ní ìdojúkọ kankan.
But it's a lie.
Irọ́ ni o.
Even the devil.
Èṣù.
Is waiting for the right time.
Ó ń dúró de àkókò tó yẹ.
That you can just relax.
Ó máa sinmi ni.
And he will just penetrate.
Yóò àwọlé.
So that's it.
Bó ṣe rí nìyẹn.
So even God controls all things by the power of his word.
Ọlọ́run gan ó ń darí ohun gbogbo pẹ̀lú agbára ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
So by the word of God.
Pẹ̀lú agbára ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
And knowing what to do because God has given us his word.
Ọlọ́run ti fún wa ní ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
God has given us his word.
Ọlọ́run ti fún wa ní ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
God has given us his word.
Ọlọ́run ti fún wa ní ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
But we need to search it out ourselves.
Àwa gan fúnra wa, a gbọ́dọ̀ wá ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn fúnra wa.
We need to know what it is exactly.
A gbọ́dọ̀ mọ ohun tí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run jẹ́.
But there is something I want to say.
Nǹkan kan wà tí mo fẹ́ sọ.
I don't want us to act ignorant.
Mi ò fẹ́ ká ya òpè.
Because there are times that we are going through something.
Àwọn ìgbà kan wà tó yẹ pé à ń la nǹkan kọjá.
But we see it as normal.
Àwa gan fún wa òpè. Ìyẹn ó máa ti da bẹ́ẹ̀ yẹn.
You know, they are talking about I can never be poor.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa èmi ò ní jẹ́ aláìní o.
But some people enjoy poverty.
Àwọn kan tẹ̀ tún fẹ́ràn àìní yẹn.
They are poor and they are relaxed.
Wọ́n jẹ́ aláìní, ọkàn wọn sì balẹ̀ sí nbẹ̀.
They are not even intimidated or moved by the riches around them.
Wọn ò tiẹ̀ kọ́ nípa àwọn tó jẹ́ pé báyà àwọn tó wà láyìíká wọn ló ń fìyà jẹ wọn.
They believe that
Wọ́n gbàgbọ́ pé.
As a child of God.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
You have to be contented.
O gbọ́dọ̀ ní ìtẹ́lọ́rùn pẹ̀lú àyè tó bá wà.
Whatever I have.
Ohun tó ní o gbọ́dọ̀ tẹ ọ lọ́rùn.
O yẹ kó tẹ mi lọ́rùn.
Yes, you have to be contented.
Yes, so those kind of people.
Àwọn èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀.
I'm not sure God is really happy. You living that way.
Mi mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run gan inú Ọlọ́run gan ò dùn sí irú àwọn èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀.
You have a pain.
O ní ìrora.
You are sick.
O ń ṣàìsàn.
And the sickness has been there for a long time.
Àìsàn yìí sì wà níbẹ̀ lọ́jọ́ tó pẹ́.
And you are just okay with it.
O sì wá olóda bẹ́ẹ̀.
Maybe you have tried. You took drugs.
Bóyá o ti lo àìsàn, o ti lọ sílé ìwòsàn.
But you discover that.
O wá tún rí pé.
This thing, I'm not getting healed though.
Mi ò mi ò rí àlàáfíà o.
You just accept your faith like that.
O wa gbà ká mu.
Ha, and you call yourself a Christian.
O sì wá jẹ́ onígbàgbọ́.
A child of God is not supposed to be sick.
Ọmọ Ọlọ́run ò gbọdọ̀ máa ṣàìsàn.
A child of God is not supposed to be poor.
Ọmọ Ọlọ́run ò gbọdọ̀ jẹ aláìní.
A child of God is not supposed to be depressed.
Ọmọ Ọlọ́run ò gbọdọ̀ wà nínú ìrònú.
So if you are in that kind of situation.
Tó o bá wà nínú ìpele bẹ́ẹ̀.
I don't want you to take it as a normal thing.
Mo fẹ́ kó mọ̀ pé kì í ṣe bí Ọlọ́run ṣe fẹ́ kó wà nìyẹn.
It is not normal.
Kì í ṣe bí Ọlọ́run ṣe fẹ́.
There was a point in my life that.
Àkókò kan wà nínú ayé mi.
I was like, you know, there is this word I say that I can be very patient.
Mo máa ń ní sùúrù fún Ọlọ́run.
Like maybe I'm asking God for something.
Mo máa ń béèrè kankan lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run.
And I'm not seeing the results.
Tí mi ò sì tí ì rí gbà.
I'll just relax.
Mo máa ń dákẹ́ síbẹ̀.
Yeah, the Bible says it is good to be patient.
Ó dára láti ní sùúrù.
But not patient without doing anything.
Kì í ṣe sùúrù láì ṣe nkankan.
Not patient without trying to look for the possible way out of that.
Kì í ṣe sùúrù láì jẹ́ pé èèyàn ń wá ọ̀nà àbáyọ.
So don't relax.
Má sinmi.
And if you are here right now.
Tó bá wà níbí ní òní.
I want you to know that it is not by mistake.
Kì í ṣe mistake o, wíwá tó wá bí.
And that thing that you have been taking as normal.
Ohun tó wá mú pé ó ti da bẹ́ẹ̀ yẹn náà.
If people are looking at you, they know that something is wrong with
you. Àwọn èèyàn ń wo ọ, wọ́n mọ̀ pé nǹkan kan ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ.
But you don't even know that there's something wrong with you.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ fúnra ara rẹ mọ̀ pé nǹkan ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
I want you to know that you are here today.
Mo fẹ́ kó mọ̀ pé bó ṣe wá síbí.
And God will settle that case.
Ọlọ́run yóò yanjú ìṣòro yẹn.
So I want you to know that you are the next in line for a testimony.
Mo fẹ́ kó mọ̀ pé ìwọ lẹni tó kàn láti jẹ́rìí.
And God is on your case right now.
Ọlọ́run sì ṣiṣẹ́ lórí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ.
Yes, it's good to say amen.
Ó dára láti ṣe àmì.
But there are some things that you have to do.
Àwọn kan mí ń bẹ tó yẹ ká ṣe.
There are some steps that you need to take.
Àwọn ìgbésẹ̀ kan ń bẹ tó yẹ ká gbé.
But I'm going to be sharing those things with you right
now. Màá fi àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí hàn wá.
And at this point, I want us to be active.
Ní àkókò yìí, mo fẹ́ ká fi ipá kún ipá wa.
Because maybe you have been asking God.
Bóyá a ti ń béèrè lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run.
God, what do I do?
Olúwa, kí ni kí n ṣe?
What is the way out of this?
Kí ni ọ̀nà àbáyọ?
God is giving you a solution right now.
Ọlọ́run ti fún ẹ ní ọ̀nà àbáyọ báyìí.
So it is up to you.
Wọ́n ló kùn báyìí.
To decide.
Láti mú ìpinnu.
Whether you still want to continue.
Bóyá o fẹ́ tẹ̀síwájú bẹ́ẹ̀.
Or you want to be out of it.
Àbò fẹ́ jáde kúrò nínú wàhálà yẹn.
You need to make that decision right now.
O gbọ́dọ̀ mú ìpinnu yẹn báyìí.
Make up your mind right now. What you want.
Mú ìpinnu báyìí.
Do you want it out? Or do you want
jade.
To. Like, do you still want to remain in it?
Àbò fẹ́ wà bẹ́ẹ̀.
You need to make that decision right now.
O gbọ́dọ̀ mú ìpinnu yẹn kíákíá.
So I'm going to be sharing those things with us now.
Mo fẹ́ fi àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí hàn wá.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
Please, are we putting down notes? Because
ṣé à ń kọ nǹkan sílẹ̀ báyìí?
God. Like we are
going
to hear the voice of God.
Our Lord,
and God is speaking right now. I believe there is somebody that God is talking to right now. If you are sleeping, God is speaking right now. And God is
Mọ̀nbá ti hẹ́ ọ̀nà. Àkọ́kọ́ mo rí pé ó jáde bó ọ̀run jáde àti ọ̀run ti àjàkálẹ̀.
In prayer and high praise. That is the first thing I want to say.
Báwo la ṣe lè bèrè lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run? Ṣé a kàn lọ sọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run Olúwa mo nílò nǹkan báyìí?
God, I need that.
Olúwa mo nílò nǹkan yẹn.
Like God is not somebody that we can just, it's not our servant.
Ọlọ́run kìí ṣe èèyàn ta kàn lè lọ
síwájú ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀. Not somebody that we just ask around.
Kìí ṣe Ọlọ́run ta kàn máa bèrè nǹkan lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀.
You need to enter into his court with praise and thanksgiving.
A gbọ́dọ̀ kọ́kọ́ lọ síwájú rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìyìn.
Thank him for those things that he has done.
Ó yẹ ká dúpẹ́ pẹ̀lú ohun tó ti ṣe tẹ́lẹ̀.
Thank him for those things that he is yet to do, sir.
Ká tún dúpẹ́ pẹ̀lú ohun tó tún fẹ́ ṣe.
But he has promised that he will do those things.
Yóò sì ṣe àwọn nǹkan yẹn.
But because you are still waiting patiently for that thing.
Torí pé a ti ní sùúrù fún àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyẹn.
You still need to continue thanking him.
A gbọ́dọ̀ dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
So you thank him, give him praise.
A gbọ́dọ̀ dúpẹ́ ká máa dúpẹ́ fún.
When you give God praise.
Tá a bá fún Ọlọ́run ní ọpẹ́.
It moves God to do some things for you.
Kò ní Ọlọ́run ní nǹkan kan láti ṣe ohun tó fẹ́ ṣe fún wa.
Me as a person.
Èmi gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹnìkan.
There are times that when I pray.
Ìgbà mìíràn wà tí mo bá gba àdúrà.
I know that I'm not feeling anything.
Wọ́n pé mi tẹ fi sọ́kàn.
I'm just praying, I'm not feeling anything.
Mo kàn ń gbàdúrà mi ò fẹ́ kankan.
I'm just praying, I'm not feeling anything.
Mo kàn ń gbàdúrà ni.
That is because.
Torí pé.
I've gotten to a point.
Torí mo ti wá sí ìpele kan.
That I know that.
Mo mọ̀ pé.
Bukola, you are just praying, you are not getting anything.
Mo ń gbàdúrà ni láì bèrè nǹkankan àbí gbà nǹkan.
Because I am not even present in that prayer.
Ìyẹn túmọ̀ sí pé mi ò sí nínú àdúrà yẹn fúnra ara mi.
We are talking about distraction.
Ìyẹn mo túmọ̀ pé ìpòrúru ọkàn.
When we are praying.
Nígbà tá a bá gba àdúrà.
We may get distracted.
Ọkàn wa lè ní ìpòrúru.
Or maybe we have been having this kind of worry. And we already placed that in our heart. What does the Bible tell us?
It
says, do not be anxious for anything. But with everything, in prayer and supplication, make your request known
to me. In
prayer and thanksgiving. In prayer.
Nínú àdúrà.
And thanksgiving.
Àti ìdúpẹ́.
In prayer.
Àdúrà.
And thanksgiving.
Àti ìdúpẹ́.
So, here it says, there are some cases that if you don't change your tone in prayer, the situation will remain the same.
Àwọn kan wà tó yẹ pé tá a bá yí ahọ́n wa padà nínú àdúrà, yóò tún wà bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni.
Shouting in prayer is not wrong.
Pípariwo nínú àdúrà kìí ṣe nǹkan tí ò dáa.
It simply defines seriousness. There are some of us like we just like, and normally this, I know in this generation there are a lot of things are just flying around. They will tell you that, why do you need to be stressing yourself? Like, God is not wicked. God is not that serious. Just pray silently. God will hear you.
Àwọn kan wà, àwọn máa sọ fún yẹn pé o nílò àti máa pariwo bí eléyìí. Ọlọ́run ò lọ jìnà àgbàdúrà rẹ kẹlẹkẹlẹ.
The problem I have is different from your own.
Mo fẹ́ kó mọ̀ wípé ìṣòro tèmi ní ó yàtọ̀ sí ìṣòro tí wọ́n.
And the problem that you have is different from mine.
Ìṣòro tí wọ́n náà sì ní ó yàtọ̀ sí ti tèmi.
So the way I pray can be different from the way you pray.
Ọ̀nà tèmi fi gba àdúrà tèmi lè yàtọ̀ sí ti tirẹ̀.
Because maybe you are okay, you have everything.
Wọ́n ní gbogbo nǹkan.
You don't really need.
O need nkan o tun fi awon nkan mi mo.
Why do you need to like?
Kilo le to ma fi igbonara gba adura.
But let me tell you.
Sugbon je so fun e.
If you have something.
To ba ti ni nkan.
That you know that nobody can help you.
To si mo pe ko se nikan to le ran lowo.
Except from God.
Afi lati odo Olorun.
You will cry to him.
O so kun si Olorun Olorun.
You will cry to God.
O so kun si Olorun Olorun.
And you will allow God help you.
Olorun yo si ran lowo.
Because even when we are serious in prayer.
Nigba ta ba mo nkan ta nse ninu adura.
Distraction, like you cannot be distracted.
O ti e ni ko ni si iporuru okan.
Don't tell me you close your eyes and you are praying.
O diju re to yin Olorun.
In the first place when you started, that thought. A lot of thoughts are coming in.
Awon ero kan yo ma wa.
They are coming in.
Won ma wa.
They are coming in.
Won ma wa.
But as you continue.
Mo bo se
tesiwaju. As you continue.
To tesiwaju.
As you continue.
Bo se tesiwaju yen.
You just discover that those things just.
O ri pe awon ero yen to le mu idiwo wa yen won ti jade lo.
You cannot stand the realm you are going to.
Won o le duro pelu re ni ipele to nlo.
His word says, oh that thou wouldest rend the heavens.
Yen le pe o ti fa orun ya.
You want to rend the heavens.
A fe fa orun ya niyan.
With Father in the name of Jesus.
Ninu adura kan asi wa ngba.
Spirit. That's how you rend the heavens.
Ṣé báyẹn la ṣe lè gbàdúrà tá fi rí a fi fa ọ̀run ya ni?
Oh my God.
Kò ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
You cannot pray.
O lè gbàdúrà.
And allow God know how serious that is.
Ọlọ́run ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run mọ̀ bí nǹkan yẹn ṣe ká ọ lára sí.
So it means that you have to call for divine presence.
O gbọ́dọ̀ gbàdúrà kí ìwà láàyè Ọlọ́run fúnra rẹ̀ kó sọ̀kalẹ̀.
Nobody keeps silent in a burning building.
Kò sẹ́nìkan tó máa ń dákẹ́ nínú ilé tó ń jó.
You have to shout or call out for help.
O pariwo àbí kò sájáde níbẹ̀.
And if you don't, that may be your end.
Tó o bá sì pariwo káwọn èèyàn gbà ọ́ àbí kò sájáde.
Like you are in a building. You are in a building.
O wà nínú ilé.
And maybe there was like a fire.
Bóyá iná ń jó.
And you are just there. It's not even possible. They will not tell you before you shout.
Oh, oh, ni so fun e to fi pariwo.
They won't tell you.
Oh, ni so fun e.
Me, I believe that it depends on how serious your problem is.
Mo mo pe o gba lowo
ko se ka o lara si. That is how you pray.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ló ṣe gbàdúrà.
That's how you pray.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ló ṣe gbàdúrà.
When we go to church.
Tá a bá lọ sí inú ìjọ.
We see people. We sit. There are different kind of people in
church. A rí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn.
They will give prayer points.
Wọ́n mú kókó àdúrà wá.
Even though the pastor is saying pray fervently.
We
will still see some people. I don't know how you want to press them.
But
we still pray the way they want to pray.
See,
just see them saying, Father, see, just too quick and let's go home. They don't take it seriously. But you that you know what you want to get from God. You will see some people the way they pray. You will leave your own prayer and start looking at them. But you will not understand. Because they know what they are going
through.
The Bible says in the book of Matthew 14, 23
to 31.
It says, Peter called unto God. But it says he did not only call, but he cried.
Osukun.
The Bible says, but when he saw the wind boisterous,
he
was afraid.
And
he began to sink.
He
cried.
Opariwo.
Saying, Lord, save
me.
Like in that kind of situation.
Nura awon ipele.
When he knows that I'm sinking.
The river is taking me away.
No one told him that.
Ko seni to ma so fun pe pariwo to fi pariwo.
So that I'm saying that if you know that.
To ba mo pe.
That case.
E oro yen.
You don't need solution.
Ko ti ri ojutu.
Just sit down. Don't pray. Ko
ni lo ojutu dake.
Just pray your normal prayer.
Ma gbadura gejegejegeje.
You know that you truly need that thing.
Sugbon to ba mo ko ni lo ojutu si oro yen.
God is talking to you right now.
Olorun ba o soro bayi.
Get serious in prayer.
Mo ni koko ko pariwo.
Pray fervently. Pray without ceasing. I believe that God will answer our prayer. If you don't cry out for help at the right time, you may lose your life like that. Because you have sickness. You have pain. And you take it as normal. There are a lot of people out there that they are even sick. They are in pain. And people will offer them that. See, there is this person that. You don't need to pay any money. You don't need to buy drugs. Just come to him. And you'll be healed. But they love that medicinal way. Like, let's get drugs. Get the best doctor. They want the best doctor in town. That is what they want. And they end up in debt. They end up in a situation whereby they will spend all of their money on that sickness. We can see that woman with the issue of blood. Like, he just touched Jesus' garment. And she was made whole. Like, what if she didn't believe? What if she did not apply faith? What if she did not take that step? What if she just sit at home and like, the thought is coming, that look at that man, that people have been talking about is going, And she's like, what? That's how she would have just missed that day. But sometimes we need to put action to what we are doing. We need to put action to what we are doing. And allow God to see our seriousness. You are saying you can never be poor. And the devil is laughing at you. Because
it's
like you. You that I know. Because he knows that you don't even know the way out of it. You don't even know how to come out of it. But I believe that God has given us that
today.
But I know that there are people here that even with everything being said, you still don't have that spirit in you to discover something.
gbogbo nkan ta ti so yi awon miran si tun wa na ton o tin ni emi
lati wa di
lati bere lowo olorun
how do I discover this
bawo ni ma se mo nkan to ye ki
se how do I come out of this poverty
bawo ni ma se jade kuro ninu aini
when you are asking God you know like you just father you need to show seriousness
o gboro mu ni koko
Bible says you should be fervent
o gboro pelu igbonara
I believe that people are here that you know you have a stirring in your heart that you are ready to receive from God today. So he says, if you don't cry out for help at the right time, you may lose your life like that.
So no matter the situation, you can call
God to rent heaven for your Whenever God appears, your nightmares disappear. Whenever God shows up, your travails and trouble go
off.
Until God shows, sorrow continues. Therefore, you have to call him for you to see him. In the book of Acts 16:25,
Paul
and Silas received his majestic presence.
Paul and Silas,
and all chains and bonds fell off. So, Jesus Christ is the same today,
yesterday, and forever.
So what he has done before, he can still do it again. But you need to bring down his presence in prayers and praising God. Any prayer or praise adventure that left you the same lacks divine presence.
To ba muko wa bakana leyin to ti pare adura ko se nkan kan ninu aye re.
I remember something last year. It was last year. So I had this person in me like, and he gave me the Bible passage. It's like, this Bible passage, Isaiah 54, I think verse 2 or 3. That says, stretch yourself. He said, stretch yourself in prayer. Stretch yourself in prayer. I'm like, God. How do I do this? You know, when you are this type that you just pray and you pray like 30 minutes, you feel like, yes, I prayed. Hey, you are still joking. Like God is saying, stretch yourself. So I started and I would wake up this particular time. I want to pray. Sometimes I'll just pray 10 minutes, I'll sleep off. I'll pray. It happened the next day again. I woke up. I think I still prayed 30 minutes. I slept off. But there's just one thing about, you see, the devil is not even afraid of your prayer. The devil is afraid of your consistency. Because when you keep asking for that thing every day, that is what the devil is afraid of.
Abi iseju mewa sugbon nigba to aya mo wa bere sinu mu ni koko isu beru adura o sugbon beru pa se ntesu waju ninu re ni ipele ka le gba ibukun wa.
One thing is, when I was doing it, you know, it was only me, so I was not really getting. I'm like, how do I do it, God? You're asking me to stretch myself, but it's still looking like the normal prayer I used to pray. What did I do? Like, God, help me. Help me, like, to stretch myself. To pray more. To seek you more. To ask more. To ask questions. Like, things are happening and you just relax. You are sick, you just relax. Things are not going well, you just relax. You cannot pray. Oh my God. God is here today.
Amen.
But it's only if you can pray. If you can stretch yourself, if you can rend the heaven. Number one, we talked about prayer and high praise. Then the second, is prayer mountain. Prayer mountain.
Ìkejì ni orí òkè àdúrà.
Prayer mountain.
Orí òkè àdúrà.
It is good and worthy of note that Christians can pray anywhere and God hears and answers.
Àmọ̀ pé onígbàgbọ́ lè gbàdúrà níbi gbogbo kí Ọlọ́run kó sì gbọ́ àdúrà.
But there are some cases that will require going for an adventure with God.
Àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ kan wà bí àwọn ìpele kan wà tó yẹ pé o nílò láti lo orí òkè.
To have a change of story.
O lè ní àyípadà.
Like I said that. We all have different problems.
Mo sọ lẹ́ẹ̀kan pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa la ní àwọn ìṣòro tó yàtọ̀.
We all have come with, I came with my own case. You came with your own. And we are bringing it to God. God is ready to answer. God is ready to settle us. So today we are talking about prayer mountain. Where are those places that we can actually go to encounter God? A church camp meeting. Number one.
Ní gbọ̀ngàn pápá àdúrà ìjọ.
A church camp meeting.
Níbi tí àwọn ìjọ ti máa ń pàdé bóyá ní ọdọọdún àbí lóṣooṣù.
Convention.
Níbi àjùmọ̀ṣe.
Or a prayer mountain somewhere can serve that purpose.
Àbí níbi tí wọ́n ti ń gba àdúrà tó jẹ́ bí orí òkè.
Those situations that you are looking at and you are like, I've tried every means, like I've prayed. Like I was sharing my story earlier. I prayed, but it was not working out, and like, it's still normal. But when I prayed to God, like, there was a way God did it, and I was able to, like, get a prayer partner, and praying together, like, going as far as 2 hours, 3 hours, I'm like, is this me? But, you know that if I did not ask God, now, how do I go about this? How will I know the way out? But God is telling you today that you can get a prayer mountain. You can go to your church. Your church could actually be a place where you can just meet with God.
A sọ fún wa lẹ́nu pé a lè lọ sí orí òkè. Ìjọ wa gan sì lè ní orí òkè láti lè lọ gba àdúrà ká lè tètè rí ọ̀nà àbáyọ.
There are places where angels of God ascend and descend.
Àwọn òbí kan wà tó yẹ pé àwọn angel olúwa wọn máa ń sọ̀kalẹ̀ síbẹ̀.
Such as Bethel.
Bóyá ibi táwọn pè ní Bethel.
Mount Sinai.
Bóyá Mount Zion.
Calvary.
Àwọn nǹkan
orí ìfẹ́ yẹn. Mount Carmel-like places are all over the world.
Àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ.
We have different mountains like prayer mountains.
Àwọn orí òkè tó pọ̀ tá a lè lọ láti lọ gbàdúrà.
To pray.
Láti lè lọ gbàdúrà.
To pray.
Láti lè lọ gbàdúrà.
You may need to take some time off to talk to your heavenly father on your case.
O lè gba àkókò lọ́wọ́ wa láti lè bá bàbá wa tó ń bẹ ní ọ̀run sọ̀rọ̀.
If you know that this is serious.
Tó bá mọ̀ pé nǹkan yẹn ó jẹ́ kókó fún ẹ.
You can go to God.
O lè lọ sọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Look for a prayer mountain.
Kò wá orí òkè tó dáa.
Where you can just, it should just be you and God.
Kò wá àti Ọlọ́run.
It should just be you and God.
Ó kùn wá àti Ọlọ́run.
Where there is no distraction.
Níbi tí ò ní sí
ìyẹn. Where there is no one else around.
Níbi tí ẹnìkan kan ò ní
sí
ọlọ́wọ́.
And even if you cannot get a prayer mountain.
Tó o bá tiẹ̀ wá rí orí òkè.
You can just be in your church.
O lè wà nínú ìjọ rẹ.
It may not be normal like weekly service, but you can just go there to meet with your own God.
O lè má jẹ́ ìpàdé àárín ọ̀sẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n o lè lọ láàrín ìwà àti Ọlọ́run kò sì fọ Ọlọ́run rẹ pàdé.
I remember the minister of God was telling us the other time that he used to go to church like 4 times.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí olùṣọ́ àgùntàn ṣe sọ pé àwọn máa ń lọ lẹ́ẹ̀mẹrin láàrin ọ̀sẹ̀.
But those 4 days, he said, not for
ṣùgbọ́n ọjọ́
mẹ́rin
yẹn kì í ṣe fún bóyá ìjọ ń ṣe ìsìn un.
But he's just going there to meet with his father.
Wọ́n náà lè lọ láti lọ bá Ọlọ́run pàdé.
Do you create time? Do you have a time that you just create?
Ṣùgbọ́n àkókò kan tó fi ń gba àdúrà.
To just have this time with God.
O gbọ́dọ̀ ní àkókò kan pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
Just a separate, like.
Àkókò ìyàsọ́tọ̀ pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
We may not really know how God honors this, like how God appreciates this.
O lè má ti mọ bí Ọlọ́run ṣe bọlá fún àkókò ìyàsọ́tọ̀ rẹ.
God really appreciates that so much.
Ọlọ́run máa ń bọlá fún àkókò yẹn.
Because it makes God know how serious you are.
Ìyẹn Ọlọ́run á fi mọ̀ pé ó ká wa lára.
And it allows God to know that, yes, this person trusts me.
Yẹn ní Ọlọ́run á mọ̀ pé ẹni yìí gbọ́kànlé mi.
That can settle this.
Pé èmi ni mo lè bá yanjú ìṣòro yìí.
Me as a person.
Èmi gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹnìkan.
God has brought me to this point that.
Ọlọ́run ti mú mi wá sí ìpele kan.
Whatever it is that you are going through. Whatever it is that you are struggling with.
Ohunkóhun tí mo bá ń là kọjá.
Go to God first.
Lọ sí ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run ní àkọ́kọ́.
Go to God first.
Lọ sí ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run ní àkọ́kọ́.
Not to your parents.
Má lọ sọ́dọ̀ àwọn òbí rẹ.
Not to your friends.
Kò lọ sí má lọ sọ́dọ̀ àwọn ọ̀rẹ́.
Go to God first.
Lọ sí ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
But how do you do it?
Báwo ló ṣe fẹ́ ṣe é?
You create time for it.
Ó wá ààyè fún ni.
You create time for
it. Ó wá ààyè fún.
You create time for
it. Ó wá ààyè fún ni.
And let it be just you and God.
Ó sì kan wà àti Ọlọ́run.
Let it be just you and God.
Ó jẹ́ wà àti Ọlọ́run.
I was just here one day after the fellowship and.
Mo wà níbí lẹ́yìn ìsìn ní ọjọ́ kan.
This word just came to me.
Ọ̀rọ̀ yìí ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wá sọ́dọ̀ mi ni.
He said, you have God, you have everything.
Tó bá ti ní Ọlọ́run, ó ní ohun gbogbo.
You have God, you have everything.
Tó bá ti ní Ọlọ́run, ohun gbogbo ló ní.
So what am I looking for?
Kí ló ń tó kùn tí mo tún wá?
What can be so important than God?
Kí ló ń tó lè ṣe pàtàkì ju Ọlọ́run àti èmi lọ?
That I cannot really create time.
Mi ò ní lè wá ààyè fún Ọlọ́run.
To just be God and high.
Pé èmi àti Ọlọ́run.
Because that is where we get solution.
Níbẹ̀ láti lè rí ọ̀nà àbáyọ.
That is where we can discover new things.
Níbẹ̀ láti lè rí ọ̀nà àbáyọ.
That is where the Holy Spirit can minister to us and we know what to do.
Níbẹ̀ ni èmi mọ̀ ti lè bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
Because a lot of us are making the mistakes of depending on prophets. You are looking for prophets. You are looking for magicians.
Ó wá wòlíì àbí àwọn.
You are looking for sudden blessing. It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way.
Kò lè ṣiṣẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀.
The Bible says even the youth shall be weary and faint, but it says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Àwọn tó bá dúró de Olúwa á ó tún agbára wọn ṣe.
Creating time for God is not a waste of time.
Wá ààyè fún Ọlọ́run.
So you may need to take some time off to talk to your heavenly father on your case.
O gbọ́dọ̀ wá ààyè láti bá bá bàbá rẹ sọ̀rọ̀.
So most of the people that go to the prayer mountain to seek the face of God always return with testimony.
Àwọn tó bá wá ààyè láti wá ojú Ọlọ́run, wọ́n máa ń padà sílé pẹ̀lú ẹ̀rí ńláńlá.
You have the perfect example, Jesus.
Jesus fúnra rẹ̀.
One thing I love is that Jesus was a very perfect example.
Jesus, ó jẹ́ ẹni tó fún wa ní àpẹẹrẹ tó dára.
He will not tell us to do what he has not done.
Kò ní sọ fún wa ohun tó ń ṣe.
The first time we talked about bombard the heavens, pray. When Jesus came to earth, it was not just work. He would create time to pray.
Jesus máa ń wá ààyè fún àdúrà.
Sometimes he would leave his disciples. He has disciples, he has friends. But he would leave them and go to a quiet place and pray, Jesus, Almighty Jesus.
Ó máa fi ààyè sílẹ̀ láti lọ gba àdúrà.
Who are we that we cannot pray?
Báwo wá ni àwa táwọn
nígbà àdúrà?
Ta ni wá ojú Olúwa?
It is because that case is not, it's not. Mọ
ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ ni pé kò ká wa lára.
Kò ká wa lára. So Jesus always returned from the mountain with greater grace.
Jesus máa ń padà pẹ̀lú àwọn agbára àti ẹ̀rí ńláńlá.
The book of Matthew 14:23 says, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. He was there alone. I don't know if God is speaking to somebody. I want you to know that God does not want you to joke with your personal time with him.
Ọlọ́run ò fẹ́ kó ṣeré pẹ̀lú àkókò rẹ pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
I don't know how important your job is.
Mi ò mọ bí ó ṣe ṣe pàtàkì.
I don't know how tight your schedule may be.
Mi ò mọ àwọn ètò nípa àjọ ayé rẹ bó ṣe ṣe sí.
But even if it is just 30 minutes.
Ó tẹ̀ jẹ́ 30 ìṣẹ́jú.
Out of 24 hours.
Láàrin wákàtí 24.
What is 1 hour that we cannot even give to God out of 24 hours?
Wákàtí kan o lè lò fún Ọlọ́run níwájú Ọlọ́run.
That ṣé a dead person can pray? Somebody that is dead.
Ṣé òkú ó tún lè gba àdúrà mọ́? Ṣé ó lè gba àdúrà?
Can that person ask God for something?
Ṣé ẹni tó ti kú ṣe lè
béèrè fún ọlọ́run náà? But you are alive. God has given you the grace to
sit today. Wọ́n wà láàyè ó sì ní orí ọ̀fẹ́.
And he is asking for, God wants a relationship with you.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kó bá òun
rìn. He wants to speak to you.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kó bá òun
sọ̀rọ̀. He says in the book of Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call unto me and I will answer thee.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé pè mí, èmi ó sì dá ọ lóhùn.
And show thee great and mighty things.
Èmi ó sì fi àwọn ohun ńlá alágbára hàn.
Those things that you are trying to find out.
Àwọn nǹkan tó ń wá yẹn.
Those things that has been a kind of worry to you.
Àwọn nǹkan tó dàbí ìdojúkọ fún
yẹn. Those things that is a problem to you.
Àwọn nǹkan tó dàbí ìṣòro yẹn.
God is like, come unto me.
Olorun so pe wa sodo mi.
I will answer you.
Emi o si da Olorun.
And I will show you. It not say I will show your perfect.
Ko so pe mi o fi owo le re han.
It not say I will show your parents.
Ko so pe mo fe fi awon bi re.
Not say I will show your siblings. He said I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So please go to God. Create time for God.
Why you for Olorun?
All those time we spent on social media. All those time we spent doing some things that are not just
awon akoko ta ma nlo lori social media.
Those people that we are even watching, that all those gospel ministers, like we can see people that are doing great exploits for God. But those people, if you ask them, they will tell you that what they are, they took, like they created that time for God. Like what the minister was saying, he said God said he should come to him every month. Okay, if he does not go to God, how will all those voices from Zion was showing us?
How will he show us?
How will God speak to him?
If
he does not like create that time, once in a month, God is even faithful. God is not like come every day. Because he knows that there are a lot of things that you want to. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to work. He wants you to enjoy your life too. But it's just like once in a month. But there are some people that even that once, should be there. We are still talking about 1 hour in a day. That once in a month, they cannot still do it. And God is like, that is the solution to your problem. And if you cannot create that time, there is no way you can get the solution. Because God will not give it to anyone else. But
he
will give it to you. A lot of people have been invited to this program today. Because this also, this place, we can call it a prayer mountain. We can call it a prayer mountain. A lot of people have been invited, but you would see excuses. It's not them, it's the devil. Because the devil knows that that is where that solution is coming from. And like, we not go. Why is it that it's not today they said they want to do election?
But
God is like, what I want to do, I will do it. People that will be blessed, will be blessed. And they are here already and they will be blessed. And God will answer you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Alright, so right now, I want us to look at... Sorry, please. I want us to look at reasons why our case can remain unchanged. Reason why our case can remain unchanged. Reasons why our case may remain unchanged. Alright, so number one, we'll be looking at if you neglect salvation. Please, can you interpret please? Reasons why cases remain unchanged. Yes, reasons why that sickness may not leave you. Reasons why we may not get solution to that problem. I'll be sharing 7 of those things. Just 7. And number one is if you neglect salvation.
Akoko ni ti a ba ko igbala sile.
If you neglect salvation.
Ti a ba ko igbala sile.
If you neglect salvation.
Ti a ba ko igbala sile.
I knew that when we started this program, when the minister of God was taking the word, he talked about people that are ready to, you know, surrender their life.
Mo mo wi pe nigba ti won se lo nbere, ti won be si ni waasu.
But there are some people that they still harden their hearts. They're like, I'm not ready. It's not yet time. Let me enjoy myself very well. Because if I give God my time now, I will not have time for myself. But God is telling you, if you neglect salvation, you will not get solution.
Ele ma rigan abayo.
That case remains unchanged.
Isoro na o le ma tesiwaju si.
The number two thing is if you refuse to put yourself together.
Elekeji ni ti e ba ko lati ku ara yin jo.
If you refuse to put yourself together.
Ti e ba ko lati ku ara yin jo.
So number three is if you believe not.
Eketa ni ti e ko ba gbagbo.
A lot of things have been said, but if we don't believe what we have heard.
Ti a o ba gbo ohun ti a ti wi gbo.
It will not work for us.
O le ma se se
fun wa. Number four is if you want to wait on God.
Elekerin ni ti a ko ba le duro di Oluwa.
Like I said, God desires to have intimacy, relationship with you.
Oluwa n fe awon ti o ma bo ohun re po
se po. He wants you to create time for him.
Oluwa n fe de ki a ki ka
shapo ita fun wa. But if you are not ready to do that.
Ti a o ba se ta le se.
The case may remain unchanged.
Isoro na le ma yi pada.
And lack of patience.
Aini suru.
When you are waiting on God, you have to be wait patiently.
Ti a ba n duro di Oluwa gbodo ni suru.
Number six is if God cannot get your attention.
Elekefa ni ti Olorun o ba le ko si yin.
Because a lot of people are here but they are distracted.
Opo eyan lo wa ni bi sugbon ti okan mo si nibi.
But let God get your attention.
E je ki Jesu Kristi gba okan yin.
Number seven is if you will serve God.
Elekeje ni ti e ko ba ni sin Olorun.
We talked about giving to voices from Zion.
A so nipa fifun nipa ti tite
gbigbo Oluwa. If you cannot give, you can share.
If you cannot
share, you can walk in the house of God.
So just
look for a way to serve God. Just know that you are doing something for God.
Be a useful
vessel in God's hand.
And
be useful. Allow God to use
you.
And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Thank you, Jesus.
Ese Jesu Christi.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Ese mi mo.
Thank you, Father.
Ese Baba.
Because the case is settled.
Nitori pe isoro na ti yanju.
But right now, I want us to rise up.
Mo fe de ka ide duro.
And go to God right now.
It is
rend the heavens.
Efa orun ya.
It is how important that thing is to you. That's how you will pray.
Bi oro na ba se ka yen lara si ni ke gbadura.
I want us to pray. I want you to pray to God right now that God, this thing, I want you to do it. Is this sickness? Is it whatever it is? God is here. Olorun Ambibai, God is here right now.
God
and
is like, here.
Ask for it. I'm on your case right now.
Don't miss this section.
Don't miss it. Ask God right now. Begin to ask God. Pray to God. Father, we need your intervention, Lord. Glorify yourself. Father, we need you on this case. Father, set to this case for us, Lord. We are not going back the same way we came. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you because it is settled. We give all glory to you, Jehovah. Thank you for sending us your word, O Lord. Thank you for glorifying yourself. And thank you for instructing us. I pray that the grace and the spirit to put this word to use so that we can get solution to those problems. I pray that God release it upon us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That case is settled in Jesus'
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.